Stage 16. Hauk and Storm and the new portal. You're now standing in front of the home of the most important man in the fortress, apart from the Herzog and his family. Here, at the main gate of the upper fortress, and actually in the Hauptmannsturm, or Captain's Tower, was the commandant's residence. The gardens at the rear were reached from the rooms on the upper floor.
The best-known commander of Hohentwiel, Konrad Wiederholt, lived here for 16 years. Wiederholt started out in Bremen and Hamburg as a horseman and musketeer. After this, he entered Venetian military service, and this is where he got to know Prince Magnus von Württemberg. It was through him that he was able to enter the Württemberg service. During the 30 Years' War, when Protestant Württemberg, supported by Sweden, fought against the Catholic League, Wiederholt and Sweden's General Horn took Lake Constance. Although at first unsuccessful, he besieged the Reichsstadt of Oberlingen together with Horn. Soon after this, he became supreme commander at Hohentwiel. 1 year later, France entered the war on the side of the Protestants and Sweden. Hohentwiel seemed an island in the Vorderösterreich area and was seen by its Habsburg opponents as tempting prey, and so began in 1635 the first of five sieges. Further sieges followed in 1639, 1640, 1641, and 1644. The harshest siege took place in 1641, when Hohentwiel found itself under heavy fire and the imperial enemy entered as far as the atrium. But none of these blockades were successful, and this is why Wiederholt has gone down in history as the hero of Hohentwiel.
Wiederholt was a naturally intelligent man. He had had no training in either way or military tactics, but had knowledge of engineering and financial accounting. There's no doubt that this will have served him well during his work at Hohentwiel, because he was not only responsible for leading the garrison, but also in partnership with his administrator, the Keller, for keeping the fortress supplied with food and money. This was not always an easy task, particularly as there were frequently acute shortages of funds and debts to be managed. On top of all that, in 1635, there was the outbreak of the Black Death or Plague. As Wiederholt wrote to his Württemberg masters, "The epidemic has already taken 150 from us, many soldiers, officers, three corporals, both the army doctors and the minister."
When the course of war permitted, Wiederholt pitched in equally powerfully to the battle against shortage of funds. It was because of this that the towns and the villages near and far were plundered and pillaged. The people of the Hegau and around Lake Constance were squeezed of their resources by enforced contributions and raids which aimed to improve the supply situation.